You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
You're up. Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Pink Floyd's Have a Cigar brings us in. And what song could be more apropos? None. We have in our midst a fine man, first of all. His title, as I understand it, Vice President of Digital Affairs and Communications, Chairman of the Business Card Subcommittee, although he might, that seems to be a tenuous hold on that position at best, of the Gentleman Cigar Club of Cleveland. And I was there last night. The kid was there last night. It was my, I got a guest speaking appearance at this prestigious club of really the young professional elite of Cleveland. Mike Judge, how did the Gentleman Cigar Club of Cleveland come to be? And I'm going to tell you, I was blown away last night. This is serious. There was an agenda. There were meeting notes. There were minutes. And it was just a very professional thing. It happened down at Cigar. And I had a great time. And I thought it was a tremendous smoke. We enjoyed some of the Dalmore Cigar Malt Scotch, the reserve, as it were, which was very good. Just a great time. Judge, great to be with you here today.
Hey, thanks for having me. It was a blast last night. Have you guys in the... In the cigar room hanging out. It was a lot of fun, to say the least.
It certainly was. We have to give a special kudos to Josh Young being named a permanent board member as well, which was good for him. It was a special night, and it was a lot of fun. So you guys started this last year. And by the way, if you want to get tickets to the Cleveland Browns, there is no one better than Mike Judge. You can email him at mjudge@clevelandbrowns.com. You can call him at 440-824-6176. Get into First Energy Stadium. Phase 2 will be complete, and Judge will get you in the best seats. You can also follow him on Twitter, at MikeJudge1027. What's the 1027? What's that all about?
That's my birthday. So a couple years ago when I got a Twitter account, you know, Mike Judge was taken, surprisingly, probably the guy who you know, did Beavis and Butthead.
Sure.
Maybe
so.
Kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So I just had to add, you know, a couple numbers to the end of
it. You threw the birthday on there. So last night, where did it rank in the pantheon of you guys call it like we're going to have a smoke now. Where did that rank in the pantheon for you of your smokes?
Oh, it's definitely been one of the best smokes that we've had. You know, we've been fortunate enough to have some great guest speakers. You were definitely one of them last night. And, you know, the club was really looking forward to it, and you didn't disappoint. I think also bringing along the kid, you know, that also added a little bit of a spark to the evening.
There are strength in numbers with the kid. There's no question it did. It most certainly did. And this is a club you guys get together once a month. And we know right now people are trying to apply for membership. It's just not always that easy, though. It is fairly exclusive. It reminded me, as I was saying last night there, it reminded me of the scene in Old School where the guys are in Luke Wilson's law firm. And they're like, we'll do anything to get in. He finally gives them a task and they can get in. But, you know, it's got that kind of buzz in the city of Cleveland. In fact, after the smoke, we ended up at Barrio down on East 4th having some tacos. We brought a unique odor with us that was clearly the signs of the Gentleman Cigar Club of Cleveland. And people in there were freaking out. People wanted to come over. We saw 3 autograph requests from the judge. Females were coming over. They said, you know, this is wow. People were impressed. A lot of velvet jackets, a lot of nice-looking jackets. You had a great sweater on underneath your jacket. It was just – it's a classy club.
I was acting as crowd control for the judge. I was pushing people away.
It was.
You know, it's nice that you doubled up as security last night. You know, it worked out real well.
Speaking of the microphone,
it was one of
judge,
those things where, you know, last night it was funny when I walked into Barrio. I didn't even have to look up and see where you guys were at. I just followed my nose. And, you know, the scent of the cigar was right there. And, you know, it was really fun. It was great to have you guys. The club started probably, I want to say it was last April, and it was basically 5 of us just getting together. We've kind of worked in and out of the sports industry, a couple of us. We've known from other walks of life. And from there, we said, hey, let's get together every first Thursday of the month to make sure we have a cigar. Just kind of like putting it on the books. And then we're like, okay, well, we probably should wear smoke jackets to the next cigar smoke. Okay, that's fine. And then from there, we're like, well, let's make it a club. You know, and let's start inviting people and let's network out and get to know other people in the community. So it kind of just all started in Steve Corey's backyard. And now it's
a full blown club. We know Matt Wilhelm is itching.
I am chomping at the bit.
He wants to be a part of it.
Yeah, your name came up last night.
It's good.
A little bit.
It did come up.
I hope.
Yeah, we helped. There were some good ideas about the club. But by the way, the Gentleman Cigar Club of Cleveland, I'm being told, is going to be featured in an independent film coming forward, Mr. Cigar, which is, I think, very exciting, will be great for the club. And if you are interested in this, you can follow them on Twitter at the GCC in CLE. They also have a Facebook page for the Gentleman's Cigar Club of Cleveland, and it is just – it was an honor and a privilege. I'm still, you know, kind of basking in the glow. I did have to come home, and I went and kissed my daughter in her bed, and she goes, "Daddy, you stink." So I did have to take a shower to get the cigar stench off of me. But, I mean, it was something special. It was something to be a part of, and I felt that, you know, a lot of good was done for the city of Cleveland and for really mankind last night.
All right, enough. Let's dispense with the pleasantries here.
Let's get into this a little bit.
I got to just ask you one question. You know, we bring a bottle of scotch that's called cigar scotch, and we're throwing down the scotch, and it's getting hazy in my mind. And I look over, and the judge, I wish this was on camera, but he's got his pinky out, and he's drinking a glass of red wine. I mean, come on, judge.
Well, you know, here's the thing. So I really don't even like wine, but what took place was when we started this whole thing, we're like, all right, let's start drinking wine at these functions, whatever it may be.
Don't forget, and the only thing I'll say to defend him, he should have been into the scotches. It was a very nice scotch. It was a fine scotch from Scotland, obviously. I think he was trying to match the classiness of his cheese and salami plate. There was a spread that was really the finest meats and cheeses, along with some imitation Ritz crackers that would blow the mind of the common man. And I think you were just trying to stay classy and keep the wine with the cheese and crackers going.
Yeah, I would say that's a fair way to look at it. You know, that spread we had last night, it's probably one of the finest we've ever had at one of these smokes.
You should be proud.
A single person even wanted to go to Barrio for food afterwards because they were so satiated from the salami and cheese.
Well, and the nice thing was we had two types of cheese. We had the cheddar and the Colby, you know, so it was really a nice setup with the cheese.
Yeah.
But
back to the wine thing, because he is right. Why did you not get into the scotch, Judge?
Well, I already had a couple glasses of this red wine I had picked up at Costco before you gentlemen had gotten there. So I didn't want to really change what I had on the palate by any means. So I figured, you know what, I'm just going to go with the wine.
The wine has an effect on your lips, though.
Well, sure. I mean, I'm walking into Barrio, and you guys are just laughing because I've got these red lips, and, you know, I smell like cigar, and I'm wearing this blue smoke jacket.
And nonetheless, the women could not help themselves.
We're batting away the women, keeping them away.
It was crazy. I mean, thank God you guys were there with the crowd control. That was huge.
It was huge. And last night, again, at the GCC and CLE, for Browns tickets, of course, just get in touch with him at MikeJudge1027 on Twitter, or call him as we gave his contact information. Again, the direct number would be 440-824-6176 to get in the best seats in Berea, or the best seats at First Energy Stadium. I'm sorry. He's a guy to talk to here in Berea. But Judge, it really was a great night. I was honored. I hope, you know, that the kid and I's name, you know, maybe we showed enough in our limited time there last night to be considered. You know, I know you have to go through initiation. You have a tryout. You have a grilling, I'll call it. There is a question firing squad that is put at any prospective member. But we hope to get an opportunity. I know Matt Wilhelm's hoping to certainly get an opportunity to come in as a guest speaker.
I love a great smoke, a good cigar, especially in the dead of winter. I'm used to doing it, you know, out on the back deck or by the pool out in California. So I'll have to figure out how I smoke a good cigar in Northeast Ohio weather.
You will do it. You'll find a way. I think you will find a way. Well, Judge, it has been a pleasure. Next time you will have to have scotch. Next time we might and get these business cards going. We've got OBM sponsors this show, the Ohio Business Machine, Hot Topics of the Day. They know how to print. And right now you say these cards are stuck to the printer. They're the only one that's got a Sharp Products playbook for your team. So I think if you get in touch with OBM at OhioBusinessMachines.com or call 216-485-2000 a day, I'm pretty sure you could have those business cards.
Yeah, that'd be nice. The cards would be a nice touch because, you know, as you guys saw last night, a lot of people were asking about the club afterwards. And it'd be nice to just give them a card and especially give them to you guys as well to pass out. So the word continues to spread.
If people want to apply, can they just send a tweet to the club, and or is that you have to be even invited to apply?
Well, you know, you don't have to. Obviously, you don't have to be invited.
And you guys have
a
Facebook page as well.
We do. And there's been a couple messages that we've even received over the past week or so, you know, in regards to some interest with the club. So what I would say is, you know, shoot us a message, send a tweet over, or whatever it may be. Get in contact with us, and we'll definitely get back to you. It's a blast. It's really neat. Last night, like we said, it was great having you guys there. One of the better evenings we've had at the smoke.
I'm going to go so far as to say it was the best, but I'm biased.
I'd like to give a special shout out to the cop. What's the cop's name?
Oh, Rich Knapp.
Really enjoyed speaking with the cop. We had some political discussions, and you know, He comes from a little different vantage point than I do, but I really enjoyed my conversation with him.
It was absolutely a great group of people. I believe there were 15 people there, or a dozen at least.
Yeah, a little
felt
over,
like a baker's dozen.
It was probably about 13 or 14. I know one of the gentlemen had shown up late.
He
so,
did. Was that frowned upon? Does that put you in a question? I mean, we got pulled over on the way there and still were on time.
Well, I think that
true story.
Yeah, I get
apparently
it.
Driving reckless with my F-150 locked in on cruise control at 65 because for the express purpose of not being reckless.
Well, let's be clear, though. You were about 6 inches behind the car in front of us.
No.
It was a big night.
It was a big night. There. We had to get there, and we had to get there in a safe and judicious manner. And here he comes, the new board member of the GCC and CLE, Josh Young, walking through the halls, fist pumping, smiling big, as people tend to do the night after. I remember thinking that it was like Christmas Eve, you know, the night before the smoke, and then the smoke turned out to be like a fine Christmas prime rib meal, and it just instead turned out to be, you know, just hanging out, and it was a wonderful time. So anyway, Judge, it's a pleasure to have you here again. You can email him at mjudge@clevelandbrowns.com. You can call him 440-824-6176. Follow him on Twitter at MikeJudge1027 if you need Browns tickets. If you desire, if you look into your heart and you say, I want to be a part of the most elite, prestigious club in Cleveland, then you need to follow the GCC and CLE on Twitter. You can submit yourself for application. The kid, I mean, there's only one member in the room right here. It is Mike Judge. Now, we're interested. We've made it known, and we'll see where that goes for all of us. But
by the way, a lot of people do get rejected. It's not a slam dunk.
No, it's not a slam dunk. It is a tough crowd. And the other update we'd like to provide about the GCC and CLE, that would be, again, the Gentlemen's Cigar Club of Cleveland, that they will now be sponsoring until further notice the Friday forecast.
Guys, it was great. This has been perfect. Thanks so much for having me a part of today.
No, thank you.
Thanks for last night.
No, thank you.
I look forward to future smokes. Get Wilhelm in the,
absolutely,
in the mix.
I would love it.
That thank sounds you. Like a good time.
It certainly does. All right, we'll be back. I know you guys want to talk quarterbacks, but I'm sure you probably also want to find out how you can be a part of this too. So we'll talk about that when we return on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by the Gentlemen's Cigar Club of Cleveland.